Right now, we are on the phone with Helen Sedler. She is the executive director of the Mountain Family Center in Grand County. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet.
Tell us about the Mountain Family Center and how you are supporting residents here of Grand County.
You bet. Mountain Family Center has actually been around for 41 years in our community. Definitely have grown over the years as the needs have arisen. And today we continue to help and address those needs with many of our community partners. Currently, our operations have really shifted and focused more on our food pantry locations. We have our pantry in Kremling that's open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. We have our location here in Granby that is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 3. And we're working with Changes Thrift Store in Fraser next to Safeway, and they distribute our food boxes during their normal business hours. We also have a food pantry as a good neighbor outreach over in Walden, and they're open by calling or definitely have hours on Wednesdays from 1 to 4. Other services that we've offered through the years are our rent and utility assistance program, which is still available as well. We're working very closely with the Grand Foundation and the Emergency Assistance Fund that they've created to help offer and offset some expenses with rent or utilities. And again, we work with our energy partners too, like Mountain Parks Electric. The funds that we currently have through the emergency response are focused for households that have immediately been affected by furloughs, layoffs, or anything that may be related to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we do have our regular services surrounding rent and utility assistance that if a household has not directly been affected, other than everything being shut down, of course, where we could still assist with rent or utility assistance for their households as well.
Who qualifies for the food pantry assistance?
The food pantry is open to everyone in the community. We do not have any paperwork for anyone to fill out. We are offering drive-through service or pull-up service, depending on how our pantry is located within a parking lot or facility. And you stay at your car. Our team will come out to the car. Just simply ask which community do you live in and how many people are in your household. That's helping us track where we're providing services. And we load them up with groceries. Some families may be coming once a week. We may see some twice a week. Some maybe just once over the month. One food box will usually provide food for 3 to 5 days, kind of depending if you have light eaters in your household, or maybe you have a lot of children in your household and you're going to go through the groceries a little bit quicker.
What is typically in the food box?
So we basically have your staple food items. We have soups, chilies, stews, canned vegetables, peanut butter jelly. We have sometimes pancake mix, oatmeal, syrup, cereals, granola bars, pastas, rices, dried beans, so you can make soups or stews. We've been working with the local restaurants as Winter Park Resort shut down each of their restaurants. They started bringing us their produce and cheeses and any frozen meats that were individually packaged. We've been working with Elevation Pizza. They've been very generous making pizzas, delivering anywhere from 10 to 15 every other day. Frozen, so we can hand those out to families so they can go home and have a wonderful pizza. Midtown Cafe has been baking us fresh breads to hand out. Mavericks, Tabernash Tavern. There's so many restaurants that are calling and helping. Devil's Thumb, the YMCA. They're offering, their inventory that's still good to hand out or that's been frozen. So we've been most appreciative for that. Food Bank of the Rockies brought us a truck. Last week, we typically order once a month. We normally will spend about $2,500 to $3,500 on a delivery for Granby and Kremling. We spent $13,500. We thought that would be enough groceries to last us probably 6 to 8 weeks. We will probably be out in 2 to 3 weeks from that delivery. So we're working with Food Bank of the Rockies to get another delivery up here before our scheduled truck date.
What has been the, like, what have you noticed for the increase in demand for your services in the past few weeks, or since people have been laid off and the stay-at-home orders have really hit home for a lot of folks here in Grand County?
I am so glad you asked that. Our team here just pulled statistics for me so I could share that with you this morning. For our Granby location, March 1st through the 15th, we saw 57 households and counted 160 people in those households. From March 16th to the 31st, we saw 295 households compared to that 57 for the first half of the month. And we counted 775 people as compared to that 160 people. So then when we add in Kremling, just from March 16th through the 31st, we have helped over 1,000 people. And my goodness, you know, over 400 households. Last year, for all of 2019, we counted 7,700 food pantry visits. We've just counted 1,200 visits just for the month of March.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think you're seeing the need there. We want groceries to be available to families because now a lot of them are on very reduced, if at all, any income for these next 4 to 8 weeks. And these groceries will help offset that. We can also work with our community partners. Mountain Family Center is a SNAP food assistance enrollment site. Also with Grand County Health and Human Services and Grand County Rural Health Network. Each of our agencies can assist with that enrollment process. We're also working with East and West Grand School Districts because normally we deliver 525 weekend food totes to children during the school year. So as the school districts have been rolling out meal delivery services for their students and families, we're pairing totes with those deliveries twice a week. So children would not only get that sack lunch, they would then have a food tote to last them for 2 to 3 days with snacks. Those snacks include oatmeal, mac and cheese, peanut butter for those that do not have food allergies, apple sauces, canned tuna, and sometimes the ravioli cans. We're working with several church groups and other clubs within the community, and just our amazing support we get from the general public to help keep our pantry shelves stocked. We are quickly flying through tuna fish, soups, mac and cheese, ramen. Those are great items that you can then pair with ground beef, fresh peppers, other things that we've had in the food pantry thanks to the restaurant's support within our community.
I'm talking to Helen Sedler. She is the executive director of the Mountain Family Center in Grand County. How are you guys? So at least something I notice is there are some items at the grocery store that are kind of absent. Like there was not a lot of flour yesterday. Sometimes different produce items are out. Like, are you guys struggling to get food to the food pantry at all?
For these last 2 to 3 weeks, the restaurants have saved us by them sharing their supplies, their inventory that they were going to have to look at, either tossing, or a lot of them also shared with their employees, which was amazing that they were cooking meals or providing groceries for their employees to take home. So these next coming weeks, it seems that the grocery stores are slowly getting restocked, but yes, a lot of times the flour, the canned soups, those items are they're flying off the shelf because I think a lot of people are panic buying. I know that our industry and across the country, I think because of the panic buying, we're running out. And I think if we could buy what we need at the time, the grocery stores could keep up with that demand as they normally have throughout the years, throughout the previous months leading into this. So I am concerned as we go into the next 4 to 6 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks, if the panic buying continues, it will shortchange some of the families that are struggling to make ends meet and keep food on the table. But one way the community can help us is if they want to buy saltine crackers or Ritz crackers, any type of cracker, cereal, the baking mixes or flours that you spoke to, as well as canned raviolis, spaghettis, or even jelly. Because we are well stocked with other items on the shelf, but that would definitely complement what we're putting into the grocery boxes for families. And again, you do not have to apply. You do not have to fill out any paperwork. It is just drive up. We'll load you up. You may be here 5 to 10 minutes, just depending on how long or how many cars are in front of you. But we've been very fortunate. We've only had 2 to 4 cars at a time driving through.
Something I noticed on your website was a phone number that it sounded like where seniors could call about meal delivery.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Our Grand Senior program is definitely scaled back to more of a call and assistance program. We are still providing local non-emergent rides to local doctor appointments. We're not going out of county. So we can still help with that unless, you know, our county officials tell us we need to stop that service as well. And of course, that's very reduced because many offices, if it can wait, they've postponed appointments or rescheduled. Otherwise, each week for those that we typically work with, each month, we're contacting them just to say, hey, make sure they're socially connected. We're running errands for them. We're picking up prescriptions that are prepaid at the grocery store, delivering those to them along with food boxes and just checking on them and keeping that social connection. We actually had one senior, one of our drivers called last week to just check on her, and she actually started crying. She said it meant so much to her that someone cared enough to call and see how she was doing. So I would say to anyone that has a neighbor that is elderly or maybe an individual with a disability is living next to you, if you can just check on them and say, hey, and make sure if there's anything they need that they can help them in a safe manner and keeping their distance, or call us and let us reach out to them. And again, you know, Grand County Rural Health Network is also offering that for a lot of the clients that they've worked with over the last few months. And again, public health and Health and Human Services, we're all working together to make sure that we're reaching as many as possible.
Sounds like really great work and essential support right now. How can people help? You mentioned some of the food items that you didn't have a ton of right now that folks can go to the store and buy. Are there other ways that people can get involved with Mountain Family or support what you guys are doing?
You bet. So if someone does go out and buy groceries for us, we definitely can accept those. You can drive through the parking lot between those hours of 9 and 3 here in Granby or 10 and 2 in Kremling, and just drop off to our team at the door. Another way, some individuals have been buying $15 to $25 or $50 grocery gift cards. And then if we are, we don't always have milk and eggs and butter or cheese. So we will pair that with a food box so that individual can go and then buy some additional groceries to complement the box that we're giving them. So that's a way to help as well. Grand Foundation is overseeing the Grand County Emergency Relief Fund, which is helping many organizations within the community. And you can always visit Mountain Family Center's website. On our homepage, we've got links to all of the local resources and the partners we're working with. And we're also keeping updates of what we're doing. Mountain Family Center posted a fun video that showed our Food Bank of the Rockies truck delivery last week. We had a few of our regular volunteers from Mountain Parks Electric, the Grand Foundation, and one or two of our community volunteers that were helping us unload the truck because we had such a high volume of groceries. But because of social distancing and being safe, we're really just keeping to our core group of employees and the handful of volunteers we work with on a weekly basis, which is an extended part of our employee base in a sense. As we go into the coming weeks, there are definitely other volunteer opportunities. Church of the Eternal Hills is organizing their Outbreak of Kindness group. You can find that on their website or through Facebook or by calling the church. And, you know, I think it's just being aware and reaching out. And sometimes it's just offering a kind word to your neighbor because they might be feeling a little isolated right now. Mind Springs also is definitely offering virtual and remote assistance for someone that might be struggling, just more related to the COVID pieces. So you can visit their website as well or call for additional support with them.
Helen, would you like to add anything else this morning?
No, I really appreciate your time. I think we have an amazing community. Grand County is exceptional when it comes to helping our neighbors. And our entire team here at Mountain Family Center is very appreciative to our community and our agencies that we work with on a regular basis. I think our collective impact of a community working together is so indicative right now, during these hard times. So thank each of you for being there.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning and for letting the community know how they can access support and services through Mountain Family Center.
Thank you. We appreciate you giving us a voice today.
You're welcome. That was Helen Sedler, the Executive Director of Mountain Family Center, and they are online at mountainfamilycenter.org.